It's the Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest and got a lot of good news to share with you this morning from the Parks and Rec Department of Roxborough and Person County. Want to let you know that if you're out surfing the internet and if you want to just kind of get a bird's eye view of Roxborough and Person County, all you have to do is log on to PersonCountyNC.gov. That's PersonCountyNC.gov. And you can find out a lot about what's going on. But now, LeBron, down at Mayo Park, 1013 Neal Store Road, that is the address of the Education and Environment Building. You all are hosting a birdhouse build this Saturday, correct?
That is correct, Rob. You know, with the Parks and Rec Department, we always have something going on versus if it's at Mayo, through athletics or through the Arts Council. But this Saturday, January the 28th, we are building birdhouses at Mayo Park. It does start promptly at 11 o'clock. We do ask for a pre-registration, so please give us a call between now and Saturday so you can get pre-registered, so we make sure we have enough birdhouses for you. And just so everything will try to help us out a lot if we can just get pre-registered. However, this Saturday, Rob, we are building birdhouses. Birdhouses kills for any ages. Come on out. You will have a good time with us. Again, this Saturday, January 28th, starting promptly at 11 o'clock.
Well, now, LeBron, with the building of these birdhouses, when they are completed, people can take them with them, or y'all going to allow some of the people to put them up in Mayo Park if they would want to?
So usually what we usually do, Rob, if you want to take it with you, you know, you just paid us. If you take it with you, basically, we won't refund you your money. But if you leave it there with us, we'll put up at the park, we will refund you your money. So that's usually how we do it.
Okay.
But just give us a call to get clear on that, because I'm really not too sure how we're going to do that this year, to be honest with you.
Right.
But we definitely, if you got any questions, please give me a call between now and then. I'm at 597-7806 to get more information, just to make sure we're all on the same page. But yes, just the main thing is get signed up, get pre-registered between now and this Saturday for the birdhouse bill. We didn't do it last year because of COVID, but we are bringing it back, something we usually do, and it's always been a hit. So please give us a call and get signed up for this.
336-597-7806. Again, you can take your birdhouse with you, or if you want to put it up there at Mayo Park. And if you are a frequent visitor of Mayo Park camping, you may want to ask if you can put that birdhouse up close by one of the camping spots that you prefer. LeBron, we got about 45 seconds before news. Tell us a little bit about the bass fishing tournament coming up in Mayo Park.
That's right, Rob. Good question. So our bass tournament has always started on the second Saturday. So next month, starting, I'm not sure the second Saturday is next month, but it's always the second Saturday.
The 11th?
February the 11th. We'll start our bass fishing tournament season for the year. We will fish February through June every second Saturday besides May. May will be on the first Saturday. But go ahead and get pre-registered. Give us a call at 597-7806. It's a two-team limit. It's an open tournament. It's for anybody. Pass the word. Every year it's been a great hit. And again, we do start up February 11th as our first bass fishing tournament.
It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Playing in Person is a program that is geared and driven to keep our listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on with the Parks and Rec Department. Now, LeBron, it's going to be a free movie coming up at the Kirby pretty quick, correct?
That is correct, Rob. As I said earlier, it's always something going on in Mayo Park and the athletic side or through the Arts Council. So yes, Rob, next Friday night, February 3rd, mark your calendars. We usually show a movie once a month, and it is a 100% free movie. Last month, we showed the movie Abominable. So next month, on February 3rd, starting at 6:30 at the Kirby, we will be showing the movie Turbo. Again, it is a 100% free movie, but we do accept monetary donations. If it's $2, $5, $20, whatever your heart desire, we will accept it. And just know you're giving back to a good cause. The fundraiser for this month, the cause for this month, is for Terry's Outreach. Terry's Outreach for Kids. And that's the thing about it, Rob. You know, a lot of times you get back to charities or whatever the case may be. It goes throughout the county or it goes to like some national board. But the thing about it, when you go to the Kirby to watch the movie, every bit of money that stays right here in the county. So, again, this month, the fundraising that we're giving, it will be going back to Terry Outreach Kids. Again, next Friday, February the 3rd, the movie does start at 6:30, and we will be showing the movie Turbo. Give us a call at 597-1725 for more information.
That's 336-597-1755 for the main office with the Parks and Rec Department. You can call the Kirby Gallery and Cultural Arts Complex at the Kirby Theater in beautiful Uptown Roxburgh at 336-597-1709. Or the phone number to Mayo Park is 336-597-7806. And that address for Mayo Park is 1013 Neal Store Road. What else have you got going on, LeBron?
Excuse me. Yes, Rob, as I always say, it's always something going on. So we got sign-ups coming up, Rob. Sign-ups. Believe it or not, you know, it's wintertime, but spring, March 20th is the first day of spring, and spring will be here before you know it. So it comes along with spring, Rob, we definitely have baseball and softball sign-ups. So with that being said, youth baseball and softball sign-ups for ages 4 to 12 is going on now. You have until February the 3rd, so we please need many people to go ahead and sign them. It's very important that we make the deadline for baseball and softball sign-ups. If you're between the ages of 4 and 12, please go ahead and get signed up for the upcoming baseball and softball season. Excuse me. Again, the season doesn't really start, you know, good until the spring, but we have to get signed. It's a lot that goes into getting people signed up, getting people on the correct teams and, you know, and practices and all that before the season. So, but the main thing is right now, Rob, we need to get everyone signed up for baseball and softball. If you're between the ages of 4 and 12, please get signed up before next Friday, February the 3rd, before the deadline goes. It's very important that we do that. If you got any questions with that, just give us a call at 597-1755, and you can come by the main office or you can go online and do it. But the main thing is please get signed up for the upcoming baseball and softball season. Also, Rob, we have youth volleyball going on between ages 6 and 12. I'm sorry, between ages 6 and 17. So if you're interested in playing youth volleyball, also between the ages of 6 and 17, please get signed up also between now and February the 22nd. We got all these deadlines. I know it's a lot. But youth volleyball, but if you're between the ages of 6 and 17, please get signed up between now and February the 22nd. And we can't forget about the adults, Rob. Adult volleyball registration going on also. That just opened up this past Sunday. You have a good month. So you have until the 28th of February to get signed up for the adult league for volleyball. So I know I said a lot, but just remember, if you're an adult, you have until February 28th to get signed up for volleyball. If you're between the ages of 6 and 17, you have until the 22nd. But the main thing we're focusing on right now, Rob, is trying to get people signed up for youth baseball and softball between the ages of 4 and 12 between now and next Friday, February the 3rd.
336-597-1755 is the phone number to the main office of the Parks and Rec Department located at Huck Sansbury, or feel free to stop in person. We'll take a break from playing in person. It's time for Radio Roxburgh Local News. Good morning. LeBron Street is with us this morning. Now, LeBron, again, you got a free movie coming up at the Kirby on the first Friday in February, and that will be February 3rd. You've got your first bass fishing tournament at Mayo Park on the second Saturday in February, which is February 11th. Now, this Saturday, you've got a birdhouse bill going on.
That is correct, Rob. There's so much going on right now in the Parks and Rec Department, especially with the season about to turn over. But as Rob stated, yes, we do have a birdhouse bill going on this Saturday at Mayo. It starts at 11 o'clock. We are building birdhouses for any ages. Come on out there. But we do ask that you pre-register for this event. Give us a call at 597-7806 to get signed up and get pre-registered for this event. Again, it's this Saturday at Mayo Park. We are building bird houses for the birds, and I guarantee you you won't be disappointed out there. As Rob stated, our first bass tournament is coming up on February the 11th. We will do one every second Saturday. Also, the main thing is I want to reiterate, if you're a child between ages of 4 and 12, you have until next Friday, February the 3rd, to get signed up for baseball, upcoming baseball and softball season. It's very important that we get signed up for the upcoming season. Because it's a lot to go into sign-ups with picking the teams, as I said earlier. But the main thing is, please get signed up before that deadline of February 3rd. If you're between the ages of 4 and 12, please get registered and sign up for baseball or softball between now and next Friday the 3rd.
LeBron, appreciate you coming out this morning and sharing some wonderful news.
Yes, you and all the listeners have a great day.
We are joining with Sports Already in Progress. It's 825.